Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is season 6, episode 30. Tony's not going to be with us tonight, unfortunately, and he will not be with us on Friday. He has other obligations, so it's just going to be Matt and I. So, I've got a couple of top stories here. Roy Moore lost the race, thankfully, and apparently one of his spokesperson went on CNN and made a total jackass out of himself, and he was saying that Muslims and atheists can't be in politics because they have to, quote, swear on the Bible. I'm not even kidding.
Really? He said that?
Yeah. And then, but he was schooled by the news anchor who told him, no, that's not how it works. He goes, well, I had to swear on a Bible. It's like, no, you chose to swear on the Bible. And then he's like, he gets this dumbfounded look on his face. Like, well, Donald Trump signed, swore on the Bible. What a fucking ass monkey.
Wow.
Yeah. That could be a top story.
Yeah. That could definitely be a top story.
I have others here. Let's see here. I have that's a weird news story. Hold on here. No, that's another weird news story. Oh, chemists find new evidence that life might have started in space. Let me get you the link here.
It's the aliens, man. Aliens.
Aliens. Aliens that aren't there. Hold on a second there. Whoops. While you're looking at that, I should do this. Oops, get that out of there. It says here that these days humanity's best explanation for life comes from by the ways of evolution. Evolution's daddy, Charles Darwin, who proposed that the building blocks of life brewed together in a warm little pond, soupy mixture of chemicals that clicked together to form RNA, DNA, and other nucleic acids. Excuse me. That store the instructions for life. But where was that warm little pond? Many scientists believe that it existed on Earth, most likely near hot hydrothermal vents on the seafloor. There's also a small contingent that believes that life emerged on land among volcanic rocks. There's even a smaller but increasingly confident contingent that thinks life emerged in space, and then evidence published in the Journal of Chemical Physics on Tuesday provided support for their daring hypothesis. Sounds interesting. What do you think of that?
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, actually.
Yeah. Of course, then we've got Roy Moore. He passed one. I'm going to get that echo again, Matt. Turn whatever it is you're turned up, turn it back down. We got Roy Moore's spokesperson. He goes blank after Jake Tapper schools him on the Constitution. Ted Crocker, a spokesman for the Republican... I'm getting that echo again. Ted Crocker, spokesman for the Republican Alabama State Senate candidate Roy Moore, apparently found out that lawmakers don't have to be sworn on the office with a Christian Bible. The lesson was delivered Tuesday in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. Tapper asked why Moore believed that Muslim Americans should be barred from Congress. And Crockett said it was because the former judge thinks it's unethical for Muslims to swear on the Bible. That's a good top story also. And he apparently froze on this on TV for several seconds. And when it comes to being on TV, if you got a long pause like that, that is a forever. You might as well be like, you might as well just, you know, put yourself on pause at that point.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then, of course, Crockett decided to be a total idiot and pushed back and said, "Oh, no, I swore in the Bible. I've done it three times." Which means what? If I were elected to office, I would swear on, I don't know, a telephone book, maybe. It has all the names of the people in the district or in the area, you know, including the businesses.
Or maybe
I'd have it on an iPad that, you know, then I can cover the entire world.
That'll work.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm hearing your roommate there, the TV or something now again. Maybe that's what I'm hearing now. But, yeah, he had to school him on how the Constitution works. This guy is in office, and I can't believe that we have people this stupid in office.
People will vote anybody in.
Yeah. Well, I also have a video of that, too. I actually have a video of that, too. So we could, you know, if we do discuss this as a top story, I could play this in the video, and we could, you know, kind of pause it. And talk about it also.
Okay.
So, which one of those two things? What are those things you want to do? Do you want to do life came from outer space, or may have come from outer space, or do you want to do Roy Moore, which I think it'd probably be a little funnier, getting schooled on live TV with a dumb look on his face.
Yeah, I think that one would be good.
Which one?
The Roy Moore one.
Okay. All right, then. Make sure I got the link here for you. Oh, here. Whoops. Hang on a second. There's the link for it. You want to throw that in the... All right, hold on a second. I'll do this for you here. Let's see here. Whoops. New. What's Friday? 13th. Let's see. 13th. 14th. 15th. Wow, it's 15th already.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I've just put the date 12/15/17 on the story there. All right, actually, you know what? We probably could cover both these stories because it's going to be you and I. So I'll tell you what. Just put this one, the CNN one, as the top story in that file, and put the second story, the scientist one, as a second story.
Okay.
Put those both on there. Okay, for our second, now we need religious story. I've got a bunch here. Tony also had one as well. Let me see if I could find it here. Oh, really? Really, Facebook? You're going to do this to me? Yeah, it is. Fucking garbage. Fucking Facebook garbage. I got to link to myself first before I can link outside the page. Jesus Christ. This is Tony's right here. Christian Music Festival? Oh, Christ. Well, it kind of looks like a testicle, I guess. That's why I almost said testicle. Christian Music Festival leader charged with child abuse. Harry L. Thomas, who launched America's largest, longest-running Christian music festival, has been indefinitely suspended from ministry and his church following his arrest Wednesday on charges of child molestation. But he's such a... But Christians don't do that. According to the report, Thomas, age 74, who's a senior pastor at... I'm not making this up. Come Alive! New Testament Church in Medford, New Jersey, has been accused of sexually assaulting four children over a 16-year period between 1999 and 2015. The church stated the alleged misconduct was unrelated to his leadership. Ugh. These people are fucking garbage. They're garbage people. Oh, well, there's another nice little side story there. Hold on a second. You already got the link for that. There's a side story here. Oh, that's from 2014. Never mind. Forget it. I was going to say, it said related. I thought it was like, oh, but look at the date on it. It's like December 25th. Oh, 2014. That's not a new story. I seen you change something, Matt. Did you find the file that I set in there for? It's numbered 12, 15, 17? Because nothing got in the show there. Nothing's in the Dropbox. Oh, wait a second. It's downloading on my computer here. I'm sorry. Just taking
it a should while. Be there.
Yeah, I'm it's just not... it's just taking. I'm sorry. It's just taking a while. I don't know why my Dropbox on my computer is on this PC is a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, I'm having some issues too, apparently.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, you got it on there. You got it. All right, let me get into the next one here.
Oh, crap.
What?
No, I kind of goofed a little bit here.
Okay. Let's see here. Oops.
Oh, come on.
Okay. I'll have to come up with the True or Trolls segment, since that would be Tony's thing this week. But since he's not joining us, I have to do that. So I will be doing that. So, all right. What do you think of this guy, the Christian Music Festival leader, charged with child abuse? What do you think of that story?
That'd be a good religious story.
Well, I've got, don't make a decision just yet, because I've got a lot of other ones here I want to discuss. God damn it. Get back to where I was. Judge says a South Carolina schools district prayer-packed graduation in church violated law. More than 4 years ago, we learned that administrators at Mountain View Elementary School in Taylor, South Carolina, held a graduation ceremony inside of a church. This is current from December 13th, 2017, which is today. Maybe they could have gotten away with that. Other public schools held ceremonies in similar places, but the events programs didn't even attempt to shy away from promoting Christianity in listing two separate prayers. Wow. It says here, and this is a picture of the graduation from 2013, it says the welcome, and then it says prayer. Pledge of Allegiance, Safety Patrol Awards, Presidential Education Awards, so forth. Oh, and then there's a closing prayer. As I said back then, the school didn't just cross the line. They destroyed the line and then prayed to Jesus to patch it back up.
Pray to Jesus. He will make everything better.
Yeah. The district responded immediately but failed to say how they would change their plans for the future. The district can assure you that the school will not endorse the use of prayer by students in any awards program or future sponsored event in the future. That's what they're claiming anyway. That's legalese for we won't publicly admit the support of the prayer, but we're not going to stop people from saying them. In fact, the school official asked the student to deliver the first prayer, and here's what the closing prayer, also recited by a student, sounded like. Thank you for coming. Let us pray. Yada, 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 yada. I'm not going to read the prayer because all it is just trying to invoke magic at that point.
Yeah. That's the other story, other religious story?
Well, that's one. I have like two more. I'll put the links in here. That's one. Another one is Representative Louie Gohmert had Hillary Clinton warned I'd be in jail for my Christianity.
Really?
Yeah. It says here that he'd never been accused of being the smartest guy in the room, but even his conspiracy theories make you wonder that alternate reality he lives in. On Monday night, just after he and Steve Bannon held a rally for the accused child molester, Roy Moore, Gohmert said on Breitbart News Tonight that Christians were very lucky Hillary Clinton didn't win presidency because if she had, they'd all be in jail right now. Yuck. There's an audio clip there. Unfucking believable.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. It's just
if it were me, he wouldn't be in jail. He'd be out of office. I would have him removed.
Yeah.
Well, I probably couldn't do that legally, but
no,
I mean,
no, I know, but I would like to see people like that removed. We don't need people like that in office.
Absolutely. You're right. I agree. We don't need people like that in office. Actually, I probably wouldn't have her. I wouldn't force them removed, but I would strongly encourage that people seek people with, better mental faculties than this pile of garbage.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, you know, the mentalities of these people is like, where did you get your brain from? from a cereal box?
Yeah, box of Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous.
It is. It really is. Did I send you the link for that one? No, I didn't. Hang on a second here.
No.
All right, hold on a second. Just in case we use it. Okay, and finally, and this kind of might go along with the top story, 80% of white evangelicals backed alleged child molester Roy Moore in loss. There's a graph here. It shows how would you describe yourself as a born again or evangelical Christian? And the blue represents Jones, and the write-in, there's a yellow line for write-in candidate, and then Roy Moore, who supported him. 80% white born again Christians voted for Roy Moore.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
80%?
80%.
Holy crap. Oh, of course, they're going to stand by their man no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else, 76%, Jones, and 1% write in, and then 22% only said backed Moore.
Well, it was really close from what I heard.
Yeah, it was really close. Now, Doug Jones, I mean, while he is a Democrat, I mean, he's not the best of the bunch, but I mean, but he beat that guy.
Oh, he's not a pedophile.
No. But I mean, but he is also though, apparently he was, but Jones is actually a civil rights backer. He encourages civil rights for black people. And even though Jones is a white man, he's very predominant in that community.
Yeah, but it's
Yeah.
Alabama. They
And they
don't
try.
like
You know what they
black folks
also.
too
You know what
much.
they did though. They in places where they had a lot of black voters, they actually shut the polling place, a lot of polling places down, so people couldn't vote in those locations. So they made it try to make it harder for black people to vote in those areas.
Well, you see, I think that's illegal.
It is illegal, but because the Supreme Court, because at the time when Dick Face was on there before he died in Texas, him and several other people brought out their white caps and said, "Hey, you know what? We don't need to have voting rules, protection for these situations." So they got rid of them.
Yeah.
Let's
Yeah,
see.
I don't like it when they screw around with people with voters' rights, I mean, if we have the right to vote, then we have the right to vote. Don't stand in our way.
Right.
Don't shut down polling places, don't do this, don't do that, whatever else they're trying to do. They shouldn't be doing that shit at all.
Yeah. Now I do have one other story here. Did I give you the link for that other story?
The one we just talked about?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get back to that one then. Okay.
All right, I got it.
All right. Now, then there's this one here. A Virginia teacher punished for kicking a student out who protested the pledge. The bad news is a student who didn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance was punished by his teacher. The good news is the teacher won't be returning to the classroom. 15-year-old Eric Trammell said that he began sitting during the Pledge of Allegiance in 8th grade. When he first learned about Black Lives Matter, he felt it was unjust to go through the ritual of how wonderful our country is when people like him have suffered and continue to suffer so much. The sophomore at Central High School in Virginia didn't encounter any pushback until last month. During his second day in driver's ed, teacher Richard Freck couldn't handle a student exercising his rights. Oh no, students have rights. Grabbed him by the arm and took him outside. After being thrown out of class, Trimmel said he spent 20 minutes outside in the cold before knocking and asking Frick if he could return. The teacher allegedly refused unless Trimmel agreed to stand for the pledge. He said, "This isn't the NFL," Trimmel recalled the teacher saying. "This has nothing to do with the NFL," Trimmel responded, adding that he explained to Frederick that he has a right to sit through the pledge. So, and now he's not going to be coming back. So there, and there's more to the story, obviously. Let me get you the link here. Come on. Oops, sorry about that. There it is.
That's it.
So, which one of these does sound good to you?
Well, we're doing two each, you said,
Yeah, we're gonna be
or
doing two each.
man. Well, if we're already doing one story about Roy Moore, about the Bible tapping stuff, then I don't know. I don't think we should do a religious story related to him.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know, this last one here, the teacher that was punished for kicking the student out who protested the pledge, is that a religious thing?
Well, it's on the Friendly Atheist. I mean, it's not necessarily religious. Well, not necessarily religious. But that's probably, yeah, you're making a, you're correct on that point there. Oops, I want to make sure I don't click off of that. So if you don't want to do that for the, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance one, I mean, that is a good story, but I mean.
Oh, yeah, it's a good story. I wasn't saying that. It's just that, you know, yeah. It really wasn't a religious related.
No, you're right. It's really not. It's just on the Friendly Atheist, so I thought I'd bring it up. We could bring up Louis Gohmert, Louis Gohmert Pyle.
He just died, didn't he? Jim Neighbors?
Yeah, he did.
Last week, I think?
Yeah, last week, I think he just passed away.
He was like 87 or something years old.
Yeah, he was like in his 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I only have about 40 years left if we're going by that standards. So let's get this show done before then. let's do Louis Gohmert. Let's do the Louis Gohmert one.
Yeah, the Clinton one.
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, Hillary Clinton one, I'd be in jail for my Christianity.
Yeah, let's do him.
Shoot.
Yeah, let's do him. And oh, a second here. There was another story here. I just want to, let me see if I can find it here. Well, we got a variety of things here. What the fuck is this? I just found this. Holy crap, monkeys. Baptist preacher gives congregation advice on how to avoid a gay waiter. Because if someone who gives you food and serves you, you can catch the gay.
Oh my God. Really? Oh man, just when you think you heard it all, you hear this.
Yeah. Now
oh jeez. I'm sorry for laughing, but I just find it really funny, that's all.
Yeah, well, this guy is also the church that this guy is part of a network of independent fundamentalist Baptist churches founded by Donnie Romero. Romeo, an anti-gay preacher who wants gay people put to death and who made headlines in 2016 when he celebrated the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub.
Oh my God.
He's got a YouTube video here. The transcript says, if I ever go to a restaurant and you sit down, I'm getting an echo now. I know that's an echo for me this time. And here comes this flaming frou-frou Fruit Loop, right? And you're like, oh, great, I'm here to have a date night, enjoy some time with my wife, and I can't because of the lisps. I can't even, you know, I can't go out and enjoy my time in a restaurant because there's somebody who's a bigot sitting across from me.
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to put it all in the place and picture this actually happening, you know? This guy sitting down and a gay waiter comes up to him and goes, hi. You know? It's like, oh, my God. Come on, really?
Is that how gay people sound? I'm just curious because I know it's put like that on TV a lot. I'm just saying, have you ever found anybody that's like that?
Of course. Southwest hires a lot of them.
I could pretend to be gay. Hi, how you doing? Most people think I'm gay anyway. Because I talk too much.
Well, that doesn't mean nothing.
No kidding. All right, now this is... I'm not going to spoil it, but... What he says is how you to get somebody else to come over. It just floors me. If we cover this, I'm going to share it with you on the show, or you'll read it. I mean, the general audience will share on with the general audience. Then, you know, I like this as a second story for our religious story. It's kind of funny. What do you think?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, let me make sure I grab the link here for you. Oh, you know, it's in there. It's in there now. It's in the chat room, that one right there. All right, we'll do that one as a second religious story. And now we need two onion stories. Now, I've got a couple here, a couple from my state. God damn it. Woman who robbed banks while 8 months pregnant, sentenced to 4 years in prison. Wisconsin woman who admitted to robbing banks while more than 8 months pregnant has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after she was deemed a public safety threat. Lisa Harding, age 32, pleaded guilty on Friday to robbing two banks in December in 2016. As part of a plea agreement, she saw a charge related to a third heist dismissed, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Harding first robbed an Associated Bank on December 5th, 2016. She then robbed an Old National Bank on December 10th of 2016. She must have spent all her cash in like 5 days. And then she allegedly robbed occurred 3 days later. This woman runs through money like water. Harding was arrested after taking a... Oh, my God. This actually... All right. Now, this next line here... We actually had something like this happen here in my city. It wasn't a bank, but it was a gas station got robbed, and the robber took a taxi. That's what she did. She was arrested after taking a taxi to and from the last of the three robberies on December 13th. She said, then after her arrest, she was taken to Mariner Hospital. Now, the story what happened here is some guy robbed a gas station, and then he paid the taxi driver with the money he stole from the gas station, or the pizza place. I forget which what it was. It was some business that got robbed, but it wasn't a bank though. I mean, really? My getaway car is the one I'm going to call for the Uber.
That's messed up, though. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if you were a taxi driver and you were a party to a crime and didn't even know it?
Yeah, well, there's a loophole for those kind of situations. But the thing is, though, I mean, because he didn't know that these taxi drivers don't know that they're that these people are robbing any place. They're just, for them, it's just another fare. But the only problem is, if they pay the taxi driver with the money, any money, even if it's a dollar, and or they give them as a tip or something, you know, they say, here, you know, here's the money for the fair. They have to give that back. They basically get screwed because of that. So that kind of fucking sucks. All right. Now, this part is the funniest part of this. Police had to search, had to get a search warrant to perform a cavity search on Harding because it was determined that she hid some of the money taken during the robbery in her body. While she was pregnant, she stuffed money up inside her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the gay waiters stick it up there?
I guess so. Well, get this. She got 4-year prison sentence will come after her 5 years. She's already currently serving for other crimes committed during her probation. She was already on probation. She'll be on extended supervision for 13 years after she's finally released from prison. This must have happened. This happened. This happened down in Dane County. Cause I used to live in Dane County a number of years ago. Wow. This is from my fucking state. I'm glad I don't know her. Now the other one here, let me get you the link here. This is a possible onion story. Okay, now the other one here. I've got a couple here. Now this one is not from my state. Dying Japanese businessman throws end of life party at Tokyo hotel. Japanese businessman with terminal cancer organized his own funeral party at a Tokyo hotel and invited his closest friends and business associates along. Hey, everybody, I'm going to die. Instead of, hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid, you know, from that movie. You ever seen Caddyshack?
Years ago.
Yeah, that was a line from Rodney Dangerfield. He goes, "Hey everybody, we're all going to get laid."
Okay.
Anyway, I guess it loses something. Centauri Andinsky was diagnosed with gallbladder cancer in October but decided against chemotherapy due to the side effects. The 80-year-old took out an advert in the Nikkei, the world's largest financial newspaper, explaining his decision not to undergo the end-of-stage chemotherapy. Around 1,000 guests attended the end-of-life celebration organized by Ankinzi, a former president of Kotomotsu, the Japanese mining equipment maker. I'm going to max out these credit cards, and I'm never going to pay them.
Hey. Well, you know, actually, if he was throwing a party for himself, you know, about his life and whatnot, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's kind of weird.
Well,
there's a comment here. It says, "I'm having my," this is a guy, his name is Travis. He goes, "I'm having my end of life party at Chuck E. Cheese."
Okay.
That's a little weird. Yeah. Then there
Chuck
was...
E. Cheese by me could just closed.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about that when we talked about Chuck E. Cheese. I have a couple other ones here.
If you thought your last Uber ride was
Uber charges passenger over $14,000 for a 5-mile ride across Toronto.
Oh, I heard something about that.
That's a one way to make a quick buck. Lot of quick bucks.
How does that happen?
Right, here's,
that's got to be a glitch or something.
I don't know. The unidentified man wanted to go 5 miles at peak time, a ride that should have cost about $12 to $16 at most. Instead, the man was charged $18,000 $518.50 Canadian dollars, or roughly $14,401.25 U.S. dollars, according to a screenshot to the bill posted to at Vito the Hish on a private Instagram page. At first, Uber insisted the bill was legit and refused to refund the money. Wow. That is until Emily Kennard, who claimed to be a friend of the price-gouged passenger, posted the picture on Twitter. Yeah, there it is. It's a short drive. It cut off the top part where his destination was, maybe. And it shows $18,518.50. Thanks for choosing Uber for going 5 miles.
Yeah, thanks for screwing me for... Oh, man, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, he says, my friend was charged $18,000 for a 20-minute ride. And they are sticking to it. What in the world? The Uber spokesman admitted the massive charge did happen and said the company has since decided to refund it. Well, that was magnanimous of them. Well, since you made a big stink about it, I guess now we're going to refund it. I'm picking up audio from something here.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from.
Probably from one of the links I sent you.
Oh, here it is. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Usually I don't pick up that stuff, but I did this time.
Well, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, man. And the fact is that they weren't going to reverse the charges on that.
Well, I mean, it's got to be a glitch. I mean, you know, do the math.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is going, taking a 5 mile ride in an Uber and it's only supposed to cost, you know, this much money, and then all of a sudden they're being charged $14,000 for
a 20 minute drive,
5 mile drive, it's got to be, it's a glitch.
Yeah. But
Uber has to say, okay, well, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. You're not going to be charged that. You'll be charged for the ride, you know, the $12 to $16, however much it costs.
Right, but the problem is that they didn't. They were going to say, well, it's a legitimate. It's legitimate. We're not paying it back. We're not going to pay it back, or we're not going to take the charges away. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, that tells me that there's a lot of problems there.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, the federal government should step in and say, hey, you know what? That's theft.
I can't wait to read this book. They tell me.
Sorry about that. Now, the other one here. Now, you might want to check to make sure this one doesn't play any, because it's going to play also. But this one here, a woman claims she had sex with 20 ghosts and prefers them to men. Now, her aspiration is to get pregnant by a ghost.
What, you think Casper the Friendly Ghost is going to come up and bang her?
Apparently she thinks that this has actually happened. A woman in Bristol, England really likes spirited lovemaking, and only ghosts need apply. Aspen Realm, a 27-year-old spiritual guidance counselor, says she's had sex with at least 20 ghosts and prefers them to men. She appeared on the British TV show ITV this morning on Thursday to discuss what being ghosted is really like. The first experience was 12 years ago, she said. That would made her, she's 27 now. That means she was 15?
Yeah.
After she said she was then, and her fiance moved into a new house. Wait a second. I got to do a math on this. I hate doing the math. Yeah, 15. I was right. 15 years old. She had a fiance at age 15? Give me a fucking break. Yeah. She says, yeah, first experience was 12 years ago. And now she's 27 now. So it means that, and she says, after she and her fiance moved into a new house, when she was 15. So a new, okay. Yeah. So a new house. Then she felt the presence of a strange entity. She could not reach for comment on the story, but she says it was energy and became physical. There was pressure on my thighs and breathing on my neck. I just always felt safe. I had sex with the ghost. You can feel it. It's difficult to explain. There was a weight and a weightlessness. What? A physical breath and stroking. And the energy as well. She said then she had an affair with the ghost for 3 years, but then it ended when her human husband came home from work early and saw the shadowy shape of a man through the window. So she was 16, 17, so she was 18 then? She was 18 when they got caught? Now she hasn't strayed from the paranormal pond and says she's had sexual encounters with at least 20 ghosts now. When Schofield commented on the number of ghost lovers she's had, his comments bordered on spooky slut shaming. I should imagine you would have quite a name for yourself in the spirit world. Yeah, idiot. I would imagine they would be keen to visit you. Now Realm wants to get pregnant by one of the ghosts. That's not a thing. He goes, and she, oh my God. She goes, I've done a bit of research into this phantom pregnancy, she said. That's not what phantom pregnancy means, you stupid cunt. There's a possibility that it is a ghost in you, but people don't know how to carry it to full term. No, that's not what a phantom pregnancy. Oh my God. I have to itch a hole in my brain. This woman is this. I can't believe this woman is this fucking stupid.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Wow.
Where do people come up with this stuff from?
I don't know. I do not know.
Well,
which ones do you want to do? I have one. Well, I do have one that's kind of a Christmassy sound, sort of. All right, here we go. Singer of novelty song welcomes hippopotamus to Oklahoma. City native Gail of Peavy was welcomed another hippopotamus to the city's zoo more than 60 years after her song about wanting one for Christmas helped the faculty purchase its first. The singer was a hand of the 26-year-old pygmy hippopotamus Francisca, who made her first Oklahoma public appearance since moving from the San Diego Zoo. In 1953, the 10-year-old, then 10-year-old, Purvey sang the novelty hit, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. It led to a statewide fund drive in which children donated dimes to purchase and bring a pachyderm to the zoo. Peavy was also there in December 1953 when the Niley hippopotamus Matilda arrived. So Francesca joins the 43-year-old Wolfies in the zoo pachyderm exhibit. That's almost the whole fucking story right there. So, but
yeah,
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I used to play
our political team. Chief political analyst Matthew Dowd.
That's me.
Chief White House correspondent.
That's me. Sorry.
And senior congressional correspondent Mary.
Stop. That was me.
Well.
I know we've got a variety of good ones here tonight for that.
I think the ghost one is cool.
You want to do the ghost one?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's definitely a funny one. Okay. I mean, I think that would probably get people going.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I think they'll tickle their funny spot.
Okay. I agree. All right, now what do you want to do for the for a second story on that? Oh, here's the here's the other one from Wisconsin. I was looking for it. I had so many tabs open, but I couldn't find it. Here's the other one from Wisconsin. This one, it just I just can't. Wisconsin man fleeing the police crashed while checking his phone. Milwaukee prosecutor said a man who led police on a high-speed chase told arresting officers he crashed his minivan because he became distracted while checking his phone, cell phone for directions. Because, you know, that's a thing. When I, you know, whenever I'm fleeing the police, I immediately pull out my phone and start looking for escape routes on the maps.
Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee District Attorney Central Office said that the criminal complaint released Friday said the 20-year-old Logan Michael Brandenburg made a comment unsolicited while he was being transported to the hospital from a hospital to the county jail. He said he had been smoking marijuana and was on probation, so a flight or flight immediately kicked in when a West Allis police officer attempted to pull him over on November 19th. Authorities said the chase reached speeds of 100 miles an hour and involved four different police departments before Brandenburg's minivan jumped a curb and plunged down an embankment.
Man, what is up with the people up in Wisconsin, man? They just like...
They're not... They don't have enough cheese. We're running out of cheese, apparently. I don't know.
Man, they're just... Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people here in Illinois that are doing the same thing. I mean, you know, but... A lot of repeat offenders up there, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, we could do that one.
Which one?
The one we just talked about, the guy fleeing the police.
Oh, you want to do the police? Okay. You want to do this as a second story then?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. Oh, you got the link right there. No, I'm getting an echo, and I'm hearing your. I'm hearing her.
Well, it's my roommate's friend. They're
oh,
she's they're fucking loud as hell.
Okay, well, are you got the links for those then? We'll do the ghost one and then the guy fleeing. Wow, she is incredibly loud.
All right, they're back in the room now. I had to turn my gain down so I could.
Okay.
All right, there we go. All right, yes, we're going to do the ghost one.
Yep. And we'll do the Wisconsin driver guy here.
Right. That's the Not the Onion, correct?
Yeah, Not the Onion. I'll try to come up with five stories for True or Troll. And you have to try to figure out if they're real or fake.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. All righty. I apologize to our listeners for all the background stuff. Sometimes that kind of stuff can't be helped. if you would like to make a donation to the show, you can go to patreon.com/packerpokes. Now, Patreon apparently is doing something really weird right now. If you make a donation for shows that do a per episode donation, which is what we do, they're charging everybody like 30 cents on top of what they're getting, on top of everything else. So you can do one of two things. You can set your monthly... There is a workaround. So set it to your donation to a monthly donation. So actually, instead of let's say if you're donating $1, up that to like $5, and then that way, That way you'll only get charged, and then set it up for like so you it takes out a dollar or whatever per a dollar plus whatever per episode. This way, when you make your donation, you only get charged that amount. So the total amount for like the total amount what we normally do for the show, starting back in January, sometime in January. I'm not sure exactly when yet. We may be going back to a 2 week. Two shows a week. We'll be going back to the midweek show and a Friday show, hopefully in January. When exactly, I do not know yet. I will let everybody know on that point. Now, with that said, you can also go to paypal.me/PackardPokes. You can make a direct donation to me that way. Also, I just found out about a new donation center. And there is a link at the PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com page. I just set it up this morning. I don't have it set. I don't remember the name of the site off the top of my head. I have to look it up. I apologize. Let me get the link on here. It's at, come on. It's called Maker Support. So if you go to my computer's waiting for the cache. Come on. Oh my God, really? Okay, if you go to makersupport.com/PackardPokesAt, you can make a donation there as well. I haven't posted anything there, but I'm going to be posting there as well. So, I just set it up this morning. I have not done anything with it, but there'll be also one for The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. There's a page for Maker Support there as well. So, I have not set anything up on those sites yet, but it will be set up here sometime this week or next week. Also, be sure to check out the secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. And I want to thank the person who is making donations on that page on Patreon for the show. Thank you so very much. I don't have your name in front of me. I do apologize. But if you want to go to Maker Support, go to makersupport.com/PackardPokes. That you can make a donation there as well. All right. With that said, we'll get out of here. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you on Friday.